Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're down to our last couple shows after this Friday and then the recap on Monday. Brock Bucks and the Berg going strong 3 years in a row. And I know Tarek, he's out there in Philly, the city of brotherly love. We'll get into some of the sightseeing. We'll talk about the bath I took in picking some of these games in the college and NFL games this weekend. A lot to talk about, more of him, less of me. 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss 15 minutes of it, catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, Tarek the Threes, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? Lot to talk about. And first, the sponsors that pick up this show. We're so blessed.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm doing great. Man, just enjoying, you know, the off day here in Philly. So that'll be a really cool thing. So you can find me, you know, online on Instagram at TarikBrockSR. On Twitter, TarikSR. And on Facebook, just first and last name. But again, a huge shout out to the sponsors at PNW BMW. True Victory Apparel, and the Cardio Grind Fitness.
Wow. The shades are probably drawn in the hotel. Hey, I'm going to relax. We got, you know, an off day. I'll probably do the Rocky statue, get a cheesesteak, get a cup of Joe. The Eagles are playing in Tampa. The Rams are in Cincinnati where you guys just left. A lot to relax on and you know, the Phillies are trying to clinch it against you guys, and we're gonna hold those guys up. We're not going to let them do it. But so much to talk about. I want to talk about the remarkable win. First time in franchise history, coming back 9 runs Saturday against Cincinnati. What a stunner. And then the farewell tour, if it is his farewell tour, Joey Votto yesterday. What a remarkable weekend in Cincinnati for you guys.
Yes, you know, absolutely. You know, talking about the comeback, it was just, you know, like I told you earlier, just, you know, a mixture of so many different emotions in that game. You know, we get down, you know, early, and then it just seems like we, you know, everything they hit, you know, had a launch code to it. I mean, balls just hit hard, and we were just trying to look to just get one shutdown inning, you know, where they didn't score. And then, you know, we score a run, and then we score 5, then we score 3. You know, if you look at the box scores, if you look at the innings, like our numbers were the same in reverse for 4 innings. We just happened to just keep going and scoring. And then, you know, to, you know, finally hold them off, you know, 13-12, you know, was just a huge win for our young guys, especially in that environment. It was so loud in Cincinnati, you know, but to have our guys, you know, again, for the second time in a row, be in, you know, an environment like that on the road and to be able to perform, you know, not give up and fight was a huge thing for us.
Yeah, and then yesterday, a good friend of yours, Joey Votto, could have been playing his final game in Cincinnati. That had to be amazing. What a stellar career there for that guy.
Yes, I mean, Joey was so locked in. You know, we didn't get to talk that much, just a little bit here and there. You know, I could just see that, you know, he was, you know, really into the moment in the game, which was cool. But then this is the cool thing, because in sports you can see people really be themselves, right? Because he was so locked in that, you know, he was missing, you know, a couple of, you know, defensive assignments. And he just said, man, I'm just, you know, I'm all over the place right now. And that just even happens to the best of us. So if for me, it was a good thing to say, man, if a guy that's been in the city for over 14 years can have those type of moments, you know, what can I do, you know, to help our young guys out to be able, you know, to get through those moments as well. But, man, he's done a lot for the city. You know, it was cool, you know, for him to get, you know, a hit yesterday and, you know, get taken out the game and get, you know, a standing ovation, which he deserved because what he did for the city, you know, and also bringing, you know, an MVP, a league MVP there as well. So I don't know what they're going to do with him, but, you know, he loves it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a remarkable player, and I know a good buddy of yours. Maybe the people outside of Pittsburgh don't know what's going on, but I will tell you this. When I saw that go up yesterday, you guys got eliminated. 6 games left in the season at the 156 mark. What a remarkable thing. A nice run. You've spoiled the party for a couple of these teams. You're about ready to put the champagne on ice in Philadelphia for the next 3. And then you come home and you can ruin the Marlins. But, you know, when you look at this season, and I know we'll do the recap next Monday and we'll talk Friday from Pittsburgh when the Marlins come through there. But this has got to be a satisfying feeling. Even though you haven't got to the playoffs, there's a lot of good things you can check off the box this year going into next year.
You know, absolutely. You know, we were in the fight, you know, in the hunt for a very long time, which was, you know, something that we had not experienced, you know, the last couple of years. You know, and, you know, we did it with a very, you know, young group. So it says a lot to those guys that come in, you know, and work their tails off. But again, you know, it's not over. I mean, we still have a lot to play for. You know, for guys personally and collectively as a group, like, you know, how many wins can we get to? You know, also, you know, we've getting nice text messages and you know,
yeah,
letters of exhortations from other teams. You know, it's like we feel like we're the goons now, like we're going out and we're the hitman bodyguards for, you know, other playoff teams. You know, so it was really cool. You know, people were happy we took 2 out of 3 from Chicago and, you know, the same as it was in Cincinnati. So we're getting a lot of love from teams in playoff races now.
Well, and not only that, you know, you might not say it, but I'll say it for the city of Pittsburgh. We could toot our horn. It's a small market team. We've got a better record this far, and I don't want to jinx anything, than the Angels and the Mets, and they're big spenders in this thing. So it's a gratifying feeling. I always try to find, you know, some positive out of something good. In progress, we've talked about over regress. So to me, it's a remarkable season with Derek Shelton and your staff and everybody who's done out there in Pittsburgh, and I can't wait for 2024.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, you know. You know, we won these games and play like we did without O'Neill Cruz, without JT Brubaker, you know, who we were, you know, expecting both guys to take huge steps forward, without the free agent signee, you know, Harlan, you know, Garcia. So, you know, it was just interesting. And we didn't finish the year with Andrew McCutchen. So, you know, yes, it is a huge step forward for us, you know, but again, it gives us opportunity to drive harder. And guys get opportunity to see the things that they need to work on, you know, over the winter, you know, coming into spring training.
You know, you left Cincinnati. Did you run into the Rams? Because they're there tonight, Monday Night Football, Aaron Darnold and all those guys.
You know, no, we didn't. But we could have.
Yeah.
You know, when we were in Atlanta, you know, we stayed at the same hotel that the Panthers were. So the one thing is that when teams get in, they're pretty quiet. And they're moving around unless, you know, you would only run into them like on game day like we did, where it was like, you know, 6 buses outside the front of the hotel. You just made sure you got on the right one so you went to the right stadium.
Well, not only that, those guys are big too. And, you know, you got to hide your meals for those football guys too, I would imagine, if they – see anything out there with the Panthers. Hey, talking about the college football, and I know you were kind of shocked a little when I started throwing those things out there as far as, you know, maybe Colorado. You know, don't be surprised if Denver goes into Miami and Washington can beat Buffalo and Atlanta over Detroit. And wow, I'm still trying to get the crow out of my mouth, but XM will have a field day with me come Thursday on this one. But man, I can't believe the games. But I will tell you, the Steelers pulled out another gritty win. But was there anything that shocked you? Maybe it was the Colorado one and then the Denver, you know, one down there in Miami where Miami lit them up for 70. But does anything stand out to you?
A couple of things stood out. Was one was the, like you said, the Colorado-Oregon game. Knew it was going to be a physical game. Thought that, Oregon would take it. I just didn't think it would be like that. In that fashion, I thought that, Colorado would score a little bit, but, that wasn't the case. But, I mean, when was the last time you saw an NFL team give up 70
wow.
points in a game? I think that's just the biggest thing right there. But then also, how about Arizona upsetting Dallas? Dallas was, the hottest thing, going in the league, and you just didn't expect that to happen going in there. So that was it. I remember I was watching the USC game before, and I was saying, man, that's a trap game for USC. Going into, Arizona State or going to Utah or Colorado, they seem to just not play their best ball. And, Caleb Williams did everything he could to make sure that didn't, follow suit as it did before, having a 20-point victory as well there.
Yeah, big noon Saturday. I don't know if you'll have a chance to see it. Maybe USC and Colorado will be noon your time out there, 9 in the morning out here. So that should be a barn burner, and we'll find out if the, Buffaloes can bounce back. Hey, you're in Philly, the sightseeing. It's got to be I love Philly. I mean, the cheesesteaks there, the Rocky statue, the Liberty Bell sightings. On an off day, I know it's just going to be rest and try to get, relaxation in, but anything on the horizon other than that cup of Joe? And I'm sucking one now down right now that my wife made.
I wish I could give you some. Yeah, I just got to let a little bit of the weather, pass through. And dry out, but of course, it doesn't matter how many times you've been, going to see the Rocky statue is unbelievable. The Liberty Bell is just a couple blocks over from where we are. I'll try and get most of it in. Go back in and go through the museum over there with the Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
Again, you see what else I can learn some more there, and then. Just explore South Street again.
And then you get the Philly fans here tomorrow night. Must the earplugs in the ears, get the ice in the veins, and kind of look like these as pylons in a highway. You got to go around them, because I can imagine those Philly fans doing a show in Philly's hilarious. But I can just imagine being down on that field with these Philly fans trying to celebrate. Put that champagne on ice. Let them do it after you get out of town.
Yeah, we got a tall task, and having Nola, Ranger Suarez, and then Zach Wheeler. So man, we got three of their best going against us. But again, that's when our young guys seem to be at their best. It's just another electric environment that we'll be in, with the team that's trying to gain some momentum. So it'll be iron sharpen iron situation in which our guys will continue to get better in. But we're definitely looking forward, to delaying, celebrations. And the cool thing that happened on this road trip so far is in both in Chicago and in Cincinnati, we had moments to where, over 30,000 plus people were quiet,
yeah.
As we were hitting and having a moment like that. So it'd be good to have that here in Philly, because these fans definitely can be brutal here.
Playing on house money. You know what? I was going to use the next question, but I'm going to save it for Friday. The five most influential people in your life, besides your wife and kids. So that'll be a good one for Friday. We'll save that one. But in the last 40 seconds, who do you like tonight? The Rams are in Cincy. You'll be right there with Phillies in Tampa, so that should be an interesting one. Doing radio in Philly, I better pick Philly. And I like Washington next week to beat Philly, so I'll have to take Philly today. I like the Rams today in Cincinnati as well.
Yeah, I think that's a good one, depending on the weather. I think it's going to be the mid-60s, and I think it may be a little drizzle there. If it drops, down and it gets a little nasty, I'm definitely taking Cincinnati. But if the weather is good you know, Rams, you know, have a really good shot there. And then, of course, tonight, you know, down in Tampa, taking Philly, you know, on the road against the Bucs. I still expect, you know, Baker Mayfield to continue to play, you know, good baseball, I mean, good football, and manage the ball. But I just think Philly can just score quickly, you know, and just often.
Hey, you were at the game last Monday, the Chubb injury. I didn't see that live, but I remember the Joe Theismann one against Lawrence Taylor. Oh, man, he's such a great player, and you don't want to wish anything. You hope he gets a recovery of it and comes back. But, man, oh, man, that injury last week, prayers and thoughts were with him. And the Steelers are looking good, man. They're winning those close games, that gritty Pittsburgh style of football. And now they get Houston next. But the Chubb injury, our prayers are with him. I know you were there.
Yeah, one of the great positive things is it wasn't, you know, as bad as it looked. You know, the first thought was just, so you know, possibly a dislocation, so anything. But just to have, you know, one ligament tear, you know, and one stretched, you know, ACL, but it's 6 to 8 months to rehab, and it's not career ending, which is just the best thing ever that can happen. But speaking, you know, and then press out to him for a speedy recovery, but then going back to just see, you know, the Steelers, you know, not only win that game, you know, but to travel out to Las Vegas and beat, you know, the Raiders out on the road right there. And have their defense once again, you know, play at a high level, but also get some offensive scores, which was really good to see the playbook, you know, get opened up like they turned a couple of pages on the playbook and, you know, use some screen packages, you know, a little bit differently. I thought was really good. And then Kenny Pickett hit on another 70-plus yard touchdown pass again.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Well, I'll tell you what, let those Philly fans know the Pittsburgh history with the Pirates. You can even throw the Steelers Super Bowls in there. Hey, bring in the Penguins titles in there, too, if they give any guff to you tomorrow night. Have a blessed off day. Enjoy yourself. Get a cup of Joe, cream and sugar. I can't wait to do this Friday from Pittsburgh. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you and the sponsors as well, my friend.
Man, huge thank you to the sponsors at P&W, BMW. You know, they're in Pittsburgh. True Victory Apparel, which is just awesome. Love donning the gear when I go out, especially on the off day. And then the Cardio Grind Fitness in Tarzana, California. So that was good. You can find me online on Facebook, first and last name, on Twitter, first name, P-A-R-R-I-K-S-R, and on Instagram, first and last name, with the S-R, T-A-R-R-I-K-B-R-O-C-K. SR, man. So it's good, man. Another great show.
Yeah. Oh, I can't
great
wait.
Way to start
I love
off
you dearly.
Game.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody loves the show, and I'm so blessed to do it. And I love you, the Pirates, and everything. He's Tarek Brock in Philadelphia. Probably enjoy a nice Pats or Geno's cheesesteak later. We'll find out Friday when we reconvene with the Marlins in town. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, out here. Thanks for tuning in. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Have a blessed one. We'll keep the champagne on ice in Philly for those guys. Have a great one, guys.